Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 87 for June 20th, 2006. The Pack Light. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. I'm still laughing from yesterday, but here it is 24 hours later, time for another Daily GizWiz with Dick DiBartolo. Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great. Is this Wednesday or Thursday?
It is Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have enough time.
I do.
Oh. You can't finish the show. I'm sorry. I don't have a gadget today.
Good. No, all I have to do is look across the room, and I can find a gadget in no time.
We should
flat.
Do that sometime. Just do a gadget with no preparation. You just wander around your office till you find something.
Oh, we could. We could
That'd be kind of fun.
You know what? That's how I did it the first week, because I didn't know what we were doing.
Really?
And I just said,
never have known. I mean, it was great stuff. Well, you have plenty of gadgets. What do you have for us today?
What we have this week is Packlight, which was actually the May contest. What the heck is it?
Really?
It's very clever, Leo. It takes a 9-volt battery, and this little guy is like a half inch high, and it's LEDs and a little circuit board, and it just locks onto the top of a 9-volt battery to become the world's smallest flashlight.
Oh, interesting. So the battery really is the body of the flashlight.
That is exactly right. And the guy now has an entire line of them. They have them all the way up to military specs.
Wow.
The cheapest one is $1,295. That they weigh an ounce and a half after you click it onto the battery. They can shine up to 1,200 hours with a 9-volt lithium battery. A lot of them have glow-in-the-dark caps. So if you're on a camping trip, shut the light off, put it down. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you can see the little glowing cap to know where it is. And I spoke to the guy. The guy's name is Vic Henry. They froze one in a block of ice at a trade show, and after the show was over, it still works. So it works underwater. They're really just about indestructible.
What a neat idea.
Yeah, because there's really nothing to rust. And as you said, the body of the battery is your the flashlight is your 9-volt battery.
Is it on there pretty solid? I mean, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to
it really locks on tight. You can see them at 9voltlight.com. I know you love to go look at places as we chat, but it's 9voltlight.com. And they came out with a little marine version that has a red LED and a green LED. I asked the guys, not Coast Guard approved.
What is it? So you put it on the side of the boat so it knows?
Well, I tell you why I carry one is because the red and the green don't go on together. But if you ever have a running light go out on your boat, just to scotch tape this to the side of to the starboard side of your boat. Let's see, red, right returning, red wine is port. Okay, the port light is red.
Wait a minute. You remember this because red wine is port?
Yes.
And red right returning? This is your mnemonic?
Yeah. Isn't that easy?
Yeah, I guess so. So you put the red light on the port side.
Port side or the left side. And do you know what port stands for?
No, what?
I'm sorry, it's not port. It comes from port turned into posh. You know what the word posh means?
Posh, I know, because you're... So I read that somewhere. I can't remember. Something home, though, right?
Yes.
Port out, starboard home? Is that it?
Port side over, starboard home. Exactly.
Why is that? Because it's better to be on the left on the way out?
Going to Europe and the starboard side coming back.
Because then you have the northern exposure both ways.
Both ways. So there you go. So
posh.
I know. Posh.
We're learning so much on this show.
Yeah, no port. That's how I know port is red, because the port light.
You see, that's the funny thing. You know what color the port light's supposed to be. This helps you remember what color port wine's supposed to be. You use it completely backwards.
Oh, no. I just got there backwards. you know what? Port wine. Gaines once took me to a wine tasting. It was $100 a person. And I mean, it's a long time ago. And I know nothing about wine, but we always have a lot of laughs. I said, Bill, you're wasting $100. He said, no, we'll have a lot of laughs. So we went to this wine tasting, and there are 30 glasses in front of each of us.
Oh, my.
And we are tasting, and we are tasting. And about the 15th wine I tasted, I said, Bill, I'm learning. This wine is a red, isn't it?
The owl.
And then picking up from the other people around, I would just, they would taste it and they would say things. And I used to just break Bill up and I would taste it and I'd, you know, taste it and do the swirling in the mouths and spitting in the cup. And I go, this is an arrogant little wine. This is...
I think a good idea, to, if you're going to go to one of these events, bring a comedy writer with you.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's the way
exactly
to do it. Yeah.
Right. And then when we left what was it, the sommelier? What's the guy?
Sommelier,
the,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, with all the medals and, yeah, his, you know.
The little tin cup around his neck.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He's standing at the door. And as I went out, I said, listen, next time, my place.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
All right. So Packlight, you went to the website, 9-Volt Light.
That's
pretty
light.
Nifty. 9voltlight.com.
Yep.
And
is it 9, the number 9, or 9?
The number 9. Yes,
oh,
the number 9.
No wonder
nine.
I couldn't find it. All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
9voltlight.com. And now, so light, do we spell it L-I-G-H-T?
In the, L-I-G-H-T.
In the old German way, or do we spell it L-I-T-E no, like the kids these days?
No. 9-volt light.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Actually, go look at it, folks, because it's kind of something to see. I mean, you got to see this thing. It actually goes on a battery.
There are a million different varieties of lights, and as I said, if you need heavy duty, they go into military specs.
This guy, you know, this is an inventor who really came up with something, and then the Air Force uses them. They're used in Iraq by security contractors. The Red Cross and FEMA used it during Hurricane Katrina. I mean, what a clever idea.
Well,
this guy's
sounds like
with
someone's going to be ordering them.
I might have to order some.
Yeah, okay.
I might.
Okay.
And they're very inexpensive, too.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, speaking of orders, I have orders to tell you about retail careers at T-Mobile.
Oh, this is something I want. I can never hear this enough.
Yeah, me neither, because every time we say it, it's another 23 cents in our pockets. And
okay,
that's what I like about it. We are really thrilled, in all seriousness, to have them as a sponsor. The sponsorship means that the people like us. You like us. You really like us. And we really like retail careers at T-Mobile. Actually, I can say absolutely honestly, I am a T-Mobile customer. One of the reasons I changed to T-Mobile from one of the other sales services is I just wasn't getting good customer service. I also love the phones T-Mobile offers, and I get great service. The people who work at T-Mobile are super nice, super competent. If you're one of those, you want to have a great job where you can make great commissions, visit T-Mobile.com/jobs. They have jobs in their retail stores. Chances for you to start at the very bottom or anywhere, really. All levels are available, and there's a full career path for you. If you're hardworking, if you're talented, if you love gadgets and working with people and you want to make a good living, T-Mobile.com/jobs. Check it out. Well, I've got my little 9-volt light in my back pocket, and I'm ready to face the world. What is it again? Portside red?
Port wine is red. Port, and also port is four letters.
Yes.
So and how that does means that something. Because wait a minute, if you're trying to remember, is starboard right or left?
It has more letters than left.
That's right.
Yes.
So
you know how I remember?
How?
My name is Leo Laporte, and I am a lefty. So I don't have
to. Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Works
That's
for
good.
Me, not anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I'm going to use it on my next Coast Guard test when I go for
the is a lefty.
Right. Port is a lefty.
And very posh.
Good. And very posh. Right.
Dick,
well, I'll be here. You know what? You know, verbal short. You think we were doing...
You're not in a hurry to get out of here or anything, are you?
You think we've been doing this too long?
I say Dick, and he says, we'll be here.
See you.
Bye. Okay, well, that's about it.
Okay.
See you next time.
Okay, I'll be here. Okay.